This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, it's me and Jack Kerouac.
What?
And Ashley Benson is there. And we're in a church and we're just disrespecting everything. And we're coming
giving
up.
Giving the finger.
Giving the finger with to all
but
the
sneaky.
To all those crazy windows, which, so by the way, you can't even see out them. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. What's the point of this window?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's this great natural light you could be getting, and instead I'm looking at what? A guy?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes like a sheep.
Oh, yes. Yes. So I'm pissed, and we're coming up with these, like, insane limericks.
In church?
In church. And they're filthy as all get out, Hayes.
Okay.
And the way we'll do it is, yeah, like, and you can do it to me if you want. I can take it. But you come up with, like, a first line that's kind of maybe even hard to rhyme with,
uh-huh,
and you just stick it to the other person. You go, finish it up. Finish it up.
Okay, so it's not – it's more like against the other person you're with.
Oh, you're sticking them. You're okay. Sticking them.
And they have to finish it?
They have to finish it.
Okay.
Or else they freaking get thrown in the – they get baptized.
Wow.
Yeah. It's insane. And the priest, by the way, is going
in
like,
on
don't,
this?
Don't do that.
Oh, he doesn't want it.
But with a little smirk. Like, okay. I haven't had this much fun in a while.
Okay, what's an example of that?
Of a opening line to a limerick?
Yeah.
It'll be like, let me come up with a really hard one. I knew a man named Bartholomew.
Okay, it seems like a little short of the meter.
Mm.
Normally it's like they're a little longer.
I'm sorry, was this your game? By all means, if you know all the rules and it's your game, then why don't you give me one?
Okay, and so now I have to follow up on that. He discovered a Pokemon Hollow Mew, which is a holographic Mew card.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but make it dirty.
Okay, you didn't say I had to do that.
Dude, Patton, did I say that?
Well, you said that, but I assumed, and maybe you assumed as well, that you save the dirty line for the
right
last line. Like
the hammer.
Exactly. You gig him along, you gig him along, boom!
Sneaks up on
it. Then you drop it.
That's why this dude's the master, man. You gotta fucking hit him with the hammer at the end. So actually, the Pokemon idea is good because it's for kids and you're sort of,
exactly,
it's gentle and you're going, oh, what a nice thing. I'll show my kid this limerick.
Or you're thinking, because we're only two lines into this thing.
Yeah.
So what, think of the listener. Oh, I got Bartholomew. That's a fun name.
Mm.
A Pokemon card.
Right.
What's about that? Come on.
I have a dirty, nasty last line.
Oh,
but you gotta have the next two that it's a different rhyming thing, though.
Yeah, give me two in between.
Two in between. So it's, yeah, so the holographic Mew. Okay. And so these ones should be innocent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He ate pizza pie, got some on his thigh.
And his punishment was to swallow goo.
Oh, no.
It's
sick.
It is sick, but again, then your problem with – you're way short on syllables, that last line, though.
Well,
that was the rule.
And then he's got to swallow goo.
I said his punishment was to swallow goo.
Yeah, his punishment was to swallow goo.
Was to swallow goo.
Can I say if I knew
– oh, okay. I stand corrected.
And it's in the iambic.
If I knew that's where it was going, I probably wouldn't have had him eating something in the previous line.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because, like, he was eating pizza and then his punishment was to swallow goo.
Uh-huh.
I'd almost rather that he got in trouble for something else.
Or is that worse if you're halfway through a delicious pizza and
you're full.
Put that down over here. Here's your punishment.
You're
now.
Already full you're on punishment. Pizza. Oh. You have to swallow goo. Yeah.
And you don't have enough time now to the stuff that gets on his thigh. Like you normally go, I need some baking soda, some club soda. I'm going to rub. Uh-huh. No, now that's just going to be a permanent stain.
And just dab it.
His pants are ruined.
Just dab it. Should we have Patton beyond the podcast?
Do you want to have – well –
because, like, he was just going to kind of, like, sit and watch, but should he be the guest?
Oh, yeah. It was just we had gotten on? In the argument.
I thought my mic is on.
Yeah, no, come up to the mic a little bit.
Well, now I may as well be on the podcast now because now I was on it. Let's just stay on it.
Yeah, you, do you want to do it?
I thought that was great.
You've watched so many episodes now, and you always say, I don't want to be a part of it.
I know.
You know. Don't even mention I'm in
the
room.
But you were really good.
For listeners of the show, I don't think you guys have ever talked about this.
We've
probably 30 episodes I've just been watching, just sitting here watching. It's
just
really
fan.
Fun. It's a fun podcast to get to watch get recorded.
Yeah.
And it's a really fun thing to do.
There's a huge visual element that people don't really understand. And it's a workout. For the viewer as well, I've noticed.
Well, yeah. I mean, just the laughter itself, the lower ab striations that I'm getting now.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
So good
really
for
helpful.
Shredding that sort of bottom part.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of the industry we call showbiz. Welcome to Patton Oswalt. We are so excited for you to have to be a real guest.
Wow. I'm excited to now I'm – oh, my God. I'm at the mic.
Yes.
What I've been watching so long.
And we can ask you questions and stuff, which you've always been very weird about not wanting while you're just sitting here.
You can ask me anything. I mean, I can't – you know, although now I will say I'm thinking of all the times I've watched people on the show going, oh, why didn't – Paul F. could have gone there with that, or why didn't, you know, Cool Ops say this, or, oh, Mulaney, you missed that one.
Yeah, I can see
but
you.
But now I'm going to be the guy missing,
You can, and we didn't release the Mulaney one.
No,
he
because
it up
he
so
missed
bad.
So many.
He really, really missed that one.
Yeah, yes, but you're conducting it like an orchestra
in
the
but this
corner,
is like, you
basically.
Know what this is like? I bet this is like watching Jeopardy, and you're like, oh, the Finger Lakes, come on. But I bet when you're up there...
When you're actually
up.
On the show, you're going
boy.
Like, oh, I don't know, the hand links.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
exactly
but it is. Yeah, that's what happened to Hayes. Mm-hmm.
Question for, let me think of a good one.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I'll ask one.
Okay, great.
Was Ratatouille friends with the Great Mouse Detective?
You know what? That, I don't know if there was a connection there. We were just basically focused on the rat was cooking.
Uh-huh.
And also,
there's
I don't,
no mention if they're friends.
They don't mention it. I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe I should go to the IMDb
the friends,
trivia
the
question.
The friends tab. Mm-hmm. It's, you don't even do the trivia one. If you hit friends next to the character name.
Are there friends tabs on?
Yes, it shows, what other characters that character is friends with.
Hang on. Let's do that right. Wait a minute.
Yes. Yeah, let's pull up IMDb.
Hit the friends
tab. Oh my
tab.
God, there is a friends tab. That's, I've never, hang on. Okay, Remy, let's see. Well, that's okay. Jake Gittes from Chinatown. I don't see how that's possible.
Well, he has a heart of gold, honestly.
Right.
He seems very gruff on the outside.
I guess, but that's a strange.
He's trying to do something nice.
And he hurt his nose.
Richard Gere's character from Red Circle. That was a movie about a trial in China, wasn't it?
That sound was
stretch.
Red in the title. Sound
like, seems like a
from
Chinese
that era.
Thing.
Gotta be a
I
Chinese
guess.
Movie.
Yeah, hang on. Main kid from Last Starfighter. That's strange. How they were friends. The is he friends with anyone who is a rodent or is from France?
I was thinking, maybe Stuart Little or maybe even Gerard Depardieu.
None of that. No, there's no Templeton the Rat. There's no Ben or Willard. That is weird.
Willard was friends with so many rats.
Yeah,
it's
but I gotta
little
say,
bit of a
it's
middle
interesting.
Finger to Remy.
You know, there's kind of two kinds of people who make friends in Hollywood, right? And there's ones who
Thank
have
you.
Real friends,
right?
And then as they ascend to the next rung, they reach down and bring their friends up. Mm-hmm. And then there's ones who, when they get to the next rung, they're reaching up and grabbing the feet of a Richard Gere from Red Circle.
They slam that door behind them.
They close the hatch.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually, now that I think about it, Remy basically hangs out with humans, so maybe there's a thing they don't explore. I don't think he likes other rats. I think he may be one of those like self-hating.
Yeah, here that sounds right.
Yeah, boy.
Ooh, what a complicated character you portray.
Well, I didn't know he was that complicated. I thought I was just trying to make a nice plate of food.
Right.
And now you thanks.
But for who, right? Who was the nice food for?
Exactly. Yeah. Richard
All
Gere.
The fancy, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Red Circle. Might have been Japanese.
Thanks for...
Now that I think about it.
Could have been.
He might have been.
Because notice, their favorite picture in Japan is of a red circle. There's a picture that they hang up everywhere.
Yes.
That's a picture. And that must be an important picture because a lot of times it's not even on paper.
Yes.
It's on like cloth.
Cloth.
Yeah. So that means like that's an extra
and
level.
And it's too high for anyone to
because they don't want anyone messing around with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. They'll put it up. Like they'll find a very long stick.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in the ground. But where does the picture go?
Way up high. You sound like you've been there.
No, you pointed it out. I just realized they do that a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Never been.
Never been. Mm. I know so much about Japan, and yet I've never been there or really have any Japanese friends. But
Have you had sushi? Pun?
I've had some sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Every bite is the history of Japan, isn't it? Like you, by default.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think if you get more than. If you purchase more than $15 at a sushi restaurant, you are allowed to pontificate.
Yeah, you become a historian. Well, yes. Every fish tells the story of the country, and it tells it inside your mouth.
Yeah, and then it tells it just to your mouth, and then you have to tell it to other people. You have to lecture other people about it.
It's interesting. I wonder if you're on the set of Ratatouille,
right?
Speaking about this in your inimitable way, and they're listening to this and thinking, oh, maybe we do a story about a fish tell the story of an entire country, Australia. It's freaking Nemo movie.
Okay.
That's a great theory. Problem is there was no actual set on Ratatouille. That was all.
Okay.
I talked into a microphone and they drew the set later. I mean, you could technically say there was a set. But there was never any people on it. Someone else drew the set.
Okay. Now it's making me feel like you didn't see the movie, which is in...
I don't see a lot of my movies.
Paris
so,
and in the kitchen. There's a kitchen I remember.
Oh, my God. There's pots and pans.
There's a sewer. I think I remember a dumpster part.
See, that's... You know what? I said the names of so many cheeses when I was recording the voiceover.
Yeah.
I bet that's why I feel like I've seen the movie. And now that you've mentioned this... I don't think I saw
you
the
didn't
movie.
See it.
No.
Yeah. And when you're saying Jesus, you have to kind of do it with your eyes closed.
Yes.
So really?
You've got to picture that on the plate. You've got to see the color of the plate that it's on. This is all acting, so I don't want to make this into like an acting lecture.
That's okay.
Yeah. Really quick.
Okay.
I'll make it really quick.
Really quick.
When you talk, when you say cheese in a screenplay as an actor.
Mm-hmm. This is getting long.
Sorry.
No.
Just say one cheese.
Okay. Mimo Lay.
So, Patton, is this true? Because I've been reading
a little bit.
I've been reading a little bit about this. Mm-hmm. Would you say it's true that cheese is bae?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on the cheese. Like, if it's a limbager, then cheese is bae. But if it's just, if it's like Gouda.
Uh-huh.
Gouda is not bae.
No, Gouda is not bae.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
Like, okay, what's the most popular cheese you can buy in the grocery store?
Baby Bell. I thought you were asking me.
Baby Bell.
Oh, no, I was setting it up, but you answered it. But
yeah, I thought it was a real question, but I didn't realize you wanted it.
It'd be cool if I'd had that moment to land the, Baby Bell. And then you guys were supposed to go, whoa. But
yes.
But that's fine.
Mm-hmm. No, but here, put this in.
Okay.
Sam, are you there?
Sam, put this
so
in.
Far down in
his hat,
far away from.
What's up?
I'm just me reacting to Patton. This is Hayes reacting to Patton Baby Bell joke. Okay,
that wasn't a joke.
No,
I was trying to give you a fact.
Okay, delete that one.
Uh-huh.
Hayes reacting to Patton fact cheese Baby Bell. Okay, yeah.
What? Okay, but I didn't say the baby. You got it, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really quick, open a new file. Patton dropping Baby Bell knowledge, but put this before him saying what, all right?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what's the most popular cheese you can buy in the store.
Baby Bell.
Okay, I got it.
Sorry, no, I just knew. I knew because you had both said it.
One more time, third file. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, neither of you say anything, okay? And then you'll put his woe after what I'm about to say.
Sure.
Okay. What is the most popular cheese you can buy in the supermarket? Oh, God, I forgot the cheese. What was the name of the cheese again?
Am I allowed? Because I've been told not to say anything.
Oh, God. Why am I blanking? I just said it twice.
It's like a trap. It's
Let me go one more time. Is it? Just say it really quick. Okay.
It's Baby Bell.
Baby Bell. Okay. I'm going to do it. Ready? Mm-hmm. And what is the most popular cheese you can buy in the supermarket?
It might be Kraft Singles. If you really, because
I was actually thinking that
too. It might be. If you really look.
And it's more cheese in one, and it's in a pile.
Would Baby Bell be the answer in 1991?
Mm.
Yeah. But it's 2018.
91, yes, the year of Baby Bell.
Well, that was when it was really jumping off. Mm-hmm.
You have any King of Queens questions or anything like that?
Yeah. What was that show? What was going on with that? Seemed crazy to me. It's fucking on all the time. I turn it on, I'd be like, what is happening? This is a show?
The guy's crazy.
He's out of his mind. A couple of them are.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody was a little kooky on that show. Mm-hmm.
No, I'll tell you what, some of the way they're behaving, I did not relate to that.
Yeah. It's a little, well, I mean, that's what I said. Do you relate to a lot of sitcoms? Are there sitcoms you like, or does it kind of like, because it's, if you don't, that seems like a form you would not respond well to.
Hashtag FWBL, Friends With Better Lives. I remember watching that and being like, okay, this is me and my homies.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I related to Vanderbeek, and I related to, yes, James Vanderbeek's character, yes.
Okay. The actor and the character.
Yes. Oh, okay, yeah.
Both. I could imagine being him on the set because I do work in the industry.
Yeah.
And I also could imagine being him in the show because I do have some friends with some better lives. Or at least that's how it seems.
If you refer to a character as the name of the actor, or if you refer to the character by the character name, does it mean that the guy was a better actor that you can only remember his name, or does it mean he was a worse actor because he didn't embody that character so that you remember the character's name?
Well—
Oh, whoa.
Interesting in this case, because Vanderbeek, in Don't Trust a Bee,
right,
is playing
James
Vanderbeek.
Does. Uh-huh.
And so—
And what's weird was I didn't remember that he was doing that. So what does that say?
Right.
Whoa.
It says that you don't, I guess, know that much.
But do you know him mainly as Mox?
Who's Mox?
Moxon, he was the quarterback in Varsity Blues who was reading friggin' Kurt Vonnegut on the bench.
Oh my gosh, no. I do not know. But that must have made an impression on you because look what you just did.
I know.
Not only did you say Moxon, you used his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So that
I just call him Mox.
Well, but that's a testament to Vanderbeek's acting.
Not a Vonnegut guy, I guess, either. The jester of the universe.
I was a huge Vonnegut guy.
Holding up a freaking circus mirror to outer space.
Well, it was more of a funhouse mirror. Circus mirrors. I think a circus mirror itself is just a normal mirror.
The kind
circus,
of round.
It's the funhouse mirror that are weird. Circus mirror is like
circus
the clown's
mirror,
putting their makeup on.
Yeah, but it's got a clown in it.
Yeah, I know, but he's not. The mirror itself isn't warped because then he'd mess up his makeup. A circus mirror is not a funhouse mirror. Those are two different things.
Patton, do you see a clown on every normal mirror?
What I think clowns actually do is they use a circus mirror and they say, okay, I want to put on my makeup so I can look like a normal guy. But then it comes out like a freaky clown.
You think
clown.
That's how clowns?
Yes.
You think that the carnival mirror is how clowns look the way.
So well, a carnival mirror is a little different as well. A circus mirror and a carnival mirror are not necessarily the same thing.
But a funhouse mirror is not either of those.
No, no, no.
Okay, wait a second. Then if a clown put on makeup in a normal mirror, would he not look clownish? Would it just look like very nice makeup? You're saying if he wasn't using a funhouse or carnival mirror?
I honestly think all makeup is for clowns, and I prefer natural women.
Well, right. I think – I actually think that all mirrors in any house is a fun house mirror if I'm there.
Did you read
Did you read
12 Rules for Life?
You know what? I could not get my I'm reading it. I'll let you – want to ask me how far I am into the book.
How far?
Let's just say my room is clean, but I'm not thinking like a lobster.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a big one. The scuttling part?
Yeah, the scuttling part.
Scuttling is huge.
And by the way, that is a great metaphor, though, for living your life is to be huddled up and armored at the very bottom of the ocean waiting for scraps from things that are living in the sunlight to filter down to you.
Yes, that's, eating
that's
scum.
How to live.
Yeah, sustaining on scum.
Focus. Yeah, that's the viewpoint you want in life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jordan Peterson is really – said some stuff that I don't think has ever been said. Like, you should maybe walk upright and try to, you know, take control of your life. Has anyone ever put that in print? I mean, that's I'm trying to think. I'm racking my brain. I don't think that's ever been done.
Yeah. And, like, girls are scary, but pretend not to be scared of them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think that was, you know, they say, oh, every book's been written. And then
all of a sudden,
Jordan Peterson,
a fucking super genius, shows up and goes like, I've been noticing something.
You know, wait a minute. Tall guys
are almost up above some of these other guys.
hey, we should bathe.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, like that was big.
That set me back a couple days. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a minute.
Yes.
What is – yeah. That there, talk about a funhouse mirror.
Thank you.
You realize I'm living in a, wait a minute, this isn't.
That was your life before.
Exactly, before
being
Jordan
inside
Peterson.
The mirror, and then you emerge from the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank
Dominance you, hierarchies Peterson. Are just completely natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, we were talking earlier about how sometimes cheese is bae.
Right.
But there are some cheeses that they're not bae, huh?
No, like they're Gouda. Really not.
And so if that's true, then isn't that just a dominance hierarchy that nature made?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and what cheese do you want to be? You know, me personally, probably freaking like mozzarella or something.
Yeah. The main cheese, you have to admit. Cheese.
One of the craziest, best cheeses.
The big cheese.
But what's the main one? Is it mozzarella or is it Parmesan? Which one do you want to be?
Okay. Now, this is why we wanted you to finally get on the mic, Pat.
Okay.
Because this shit's fucking tripping me out. Explain yourself.
I'm sorry that I brought this Joe Rogan moment to the podcast, but I mean, the main thing is that, you know, do you want to be ubiquitous or do you want to be unique? And I think the dichotomy that's presented with both Parmesan and mozzarella, I think the two main things that we can both say about those cheeses is – they're Italian and white, and that's the most important
that's
thing.
That's what you want to be? Yeah.
Italian and white.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's pretty – that's the
That's a the formula for success.
Is to be Italian and white.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's a successful formula, right? Is that what that
– Yes. Nope.
And people can't see this, but he became this character.
It was weird. I spontaneously grew a chef hat.
He grew a toque.
As I was
– Like a mushroom. I didn't do a good noise.
No. Yeah.
No, should we do our
– should we talk about
–
I mean
– our plans for Patton?
In some ways, this actually it dovetails with the dominance hierarchy stuff because in the sea lion world, of course, there's something known as the Beachmaster.
I didn't know this.
The Beachmaster is a strong male sea lion who will hold down a beach for months at a time and make love to all the women there. And if any other male sea lions try to come into his beach zone, he'll scare them off and fight them off and battle.
He's kind of, you know, that sea lion that's rolling back and forth on the beach all the time. When you go and look at him, there's the one that's kind of rolling in a big circle around the beach.
Right.
That's the Beachmaster.
I didn't know any kind of his terminology.
Kind of mowing the
beach. Beachmaster, he's scary as hell. And what he'll do is he won't eat any food for like 4 months because he just has to not leave the beach and risk someone coming in and stealing any of the like 15 women that he's sleeping with.
Mm-hmm. And then how does he stay so big if he's not eating for 4 months?
Well, after 4 months, he's out of there. Around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also like... I mean, he stays pretty big doing all having sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Although now it does make me wonder: can sea lions only have sex on the beach. Can't the other, the lesser sea lion just?
Oh, if you want to sneak off,
I'll have a tequila sunrise, please. Can you just cut the? Is Sean on a separate track?
Yeah.
Can we cut that?
Get that? Yeah.
Thank you. Go on.
Okay, so that aside, mm-hmm. you're something of a beach master.
Yeah. So we are, of course, planning.
Our annual
summer break.
Oh.
Beach blast off.
The Mega Hollywood Handbook Beach Blast
Beach
off
Party
that we do every year.
Blanket blast.
Okay.
And obviously we always have a huge marquee guest who announces throughout the two-man volleyball tournament, Top Gun style, and gives everyone fun nicknames, and then does a stand-up centered around beach concepts.
Beach-themed.
Yeah.
Ocean-themed or beach?
Stuff about like, hey, how come these beach towels always got to have some crazy design?
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, can I just
normal
get a green
beach
towel?
Please.
Yeah, got sand crabs, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What is going on?
What's there?
People?
What's
am
their
I going
issue?
Crazy?
Yeah. So we have, of course, rented a beach volleyball square in HB, Huntington Beach. You
yes,
know
maybe.
Where we like to play.
Yeah, the hub.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are doing the big blast. It costs $600 a ticket for people to gather in our square.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the square?
100 feet.
100 by 100.
Nope.
Nope. 10 by 10.
10 by 10.
10 by 10. Oh, but that is a, it's a 10 foot by 10 foot square on the beach?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's other parts of the beach that are still other people are doing stuff on.
They're playing beach volleyball.
But you have your stuff.
They're playing, yeah.
Yes.
Well, our idea a little bit has been, have you ever seen when people play those like paper football games?
Sure. Where they,
it's like they're playing football basically, but they're just flicking with their finger.
Same excitement, yeah.
Can we do that with volleyball? Because that's going to a lot more people play.
Going to be my first
to just flick a volleyball back and forth.
That was my first question. It's 10 by 10 foot, but you're going to have a two-man volleyball
tournament.
But you're going to be doing it like little desk football style.
It's shrinked.
We're wondering if we can.
I guess you're going to – I don't know. I don't know anything about volleyball. I guess you're going to find out.
We're working on a prototype. This is actually Chef Kevin's job. We'll get Chef Kevin.
Okay.
Chef Kevin! So you're going to – wow. So people that go to this are going to be witness to, like, the birth of a new sport?
That's actually a really cool way to put it.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
If people have ever been sad that they weren't there for, like, baseball.
For the very first time, when it was invented.
Yeah, you're watching baseball and you're like, God, I kind of wish I was there when this was invented.
Yeah, I wish I saw this from the beginning.
Yeah.
Even when I'm watching some of these brand new sports.
Right.
You know? Spikeball.
Right.
Sure.
Or frigging
trampoline basketball.
Trampoline basketball, which is sweeping the nation now. You know, who doesn't?
Slam ball.
Yes.
Slam ball.
Damn. I go, why wasn't I here for this?
Yeah.
I would have loved to see this.
Why can't flubber be in real life?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course that caught on.
Chef Kevin, so your job has been, of course, to create a miniaturized version of beach volleyball that can be played with the fingers alone.
Hey guys,
how is that going?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. It's going very well. I'm using ping pong balls as the beach ball, and we're kind of
volleyball. You don't play volleyball with a beach ball; that would take forever.
Well, you can. God, it's just a different way to play it.
It's not. That's not volleyball. Then
it's easier.
Well, yeah, but it's not exciting, and it takes a long time.
And the proportions are a little off, Kevin.
Yeah.
If you can look at my two fingers standing up here and imagine they are a guy,
right?
Which is what we're trying to deal with here. Now imagine a ping pong ball and the hugeness compared to the guy.
Yeah.
Would a volleyball come up to my knees?
It could.
Because that's what you're saying the ping pong ball will be doing.
Yeah.
The bigger the ball, the better.
Now, I actually, this is fucked up because as I'm thinking about it, when Chef Kevin was at the Janelle Monáe concert a few weeks ago, who, by the way.
She's giving me life right now.
She's giving me life right now. What I remember
is. Getting us through Trump, I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I saw an Instagram story.
Just take my hand, she says.
I saw an Instagram story of him in the middle of the crowd picking up a volleyball and trying to, you know, bounce it among all the people at the concert.
People didn't
I'm realizing this guy's got it backwards.
He's got beach balls and volleyball switched up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, were people mad?
Well, yeah, they kept saying, quit throwing that around, and I brought six.
Oh, no.
So the first four, no one People were complaining because it hit him in the back of the head.
Sure.
Well, you spiked it into the back of the head.
Yeah, and it was the guy in front of me.
Yeah, at least
Josh
set it up. I mean, like,
yeah,
post
a bumper
it up.
Yeah. Set. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to do it to the beat of the song, and it didn't. It just hit it on the downbeat. And
how'd
it hit
the song go?
You. That's how you make me feel.
And I hit it on that was a slam on feel.
Uh-huh. God, yeah. Giving me life.
So the first four,
yeah,
used Janelle Monáe.
They didn't, but there were six. What happened to the last two?
I just kicked
did
him
you
in
ever,
the air.
You did what?
I kicked him in the air.
You're not
in the air.
So you don't even know the rules. You're not supposed to kick him.
Yeah, you don't kick a volleyball. But did any of the six balls get going in the crowd, or were they all duds?
Well, the first five people immediately threw them out of the venue.
Right.
And then someone kept my last one.
Oh. That's too bad.
Yep.
Did Janelle say anything? I mean, if I was on stage and saw a volleyball.
She said, the boy in the back who's throwing the volleyballs, please stop. I'm going to ask you to leave.
Right.
The boy.
A little bit of a diss. Throwing some shade there.
It's the only negative
it's true.
Thing she said.
It's true. She saw through him.
Yeah. Saw right through him. So you're saying the ping pong balls,
that's
too
the
big,
volleyball.
Wrong proportion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, what am I thinking
golf
would
ball?
Be good?
No, it's too hard. You'd be cracking knuckles on that thing.
Marbles?
Man.
Disgusting.
No, even worse.
Yeah.
I'm picturing
a crunch berry.
Yes.
A crunch berry.
That would solve some of the food issues we're having as well.
Yes. And you know what you do? You go get the, I don't know if they only put them out a couple times a year, Whoops All Crunch Berries.
Yes.
The thing where something went wrong.
Whoops All Crunch Berries.
Oops.
Yeah. Imagine what went wrong in the factory for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, that was some Karen Silkwood stuff going on there. They were trying to expose something went wrong at the Crunch Berry factory.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Somebody pulled the lever.
And they had to run the captain off the road because he was driving.
Had a little accident.
Yeah, exactly. And they're trying to cover that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a great way for them to spin
it. A milk shower.
No, that by the way, that was brilliant spin on the Whoops All Crunch Berries.
Yes.
I'm amazed they haven't done that with other like
one of the greatest PR victories in history.
Exactly. Yeah. Whoops All Crunch Berries.
Yeah.
You know, I bet the three.
Oops All E. Coli.
Yeah. Yeah. Oops All Nuclear Core. Like at the 3 Mile Island. Oops All Salmonella. Which, but speaking of cereals.
It's a different ending for Soylent Green. Oops, all people.
Oops, all people. And people go, oh, it's, come on.
Come on, we're having fun,
nuts. Oops.
What were you saying about cereal?
There's a salmonella outbreak with honey. Who's the, remember Sugar Bear, that guy? That
oh, yeah, Sugar kinda, Smacks.
Sugar Smacks. Now it's Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks. Which is all sugar.
Or wait, is that the frog?
No. That's Dig'Em.
Dig them.
But no, Sugar Smacks was that bear that kind of talked like Dean Martin.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, how
you
doing?
He got sunglasses
on. Italian and white. That's the recipe.
There you go. But now they got to use him to try to spin the salmonella.
Bring him back.
It's a little bit of throwing up and pooping. It's not that bad.
Come on. Hey, quick weight loss program, baby. Come on. Yeah, dig it.
Salmonella.
Hey, the factory workers don't get bathroom breaks, so all of it's going to get in the cereal.
Wait a minute, Sal, are you talking about my driver? No? Oh, the other Sal. Okay. Hey.
I like this guy.
All right.
Now I'm having fun and I'm sick. So, Kevin, it seemed like you're fucking up pretty bad.
What are we doing about the sand issue? There's a thing where, I'm not hiding it, my pores are very large.
Oh.
And I get to the beach. Very steamy environment. They're opening up much more. And so sand is kind of just falling in there.
And then when it cools down, they seal up and your pores are filled with sand.
Filled with sand. My whole body, I become sort of like a lumpy man. Yeah, like a desk toy kind of.
Oh, you can like squeeze.
Just like a beanbag shape like the boss pretty much that you would give to your dad for his desk.
Well, how would you deal with that?
What are we doing?
I have two tactics. One, we just get rid of it completely, all the sand.
Okay, but how are we doing that? Because I know I saw you out there with a vacuum about a week ago, and it didn't seem like you were making a ton of progress.
Right.
And you weren't really trying that hard. And you're listening to music while you do it.
I was dancing, yeah. Well, I'm going to get two vacuums.
Just vacuum.
It honestly reminded me of that Dirt Devil commercial where they updated the Fred Astaire dancing with the coat rack and they had him vacuuming on the ceilings and stuff.
Yeah. So that's one that I'm going to do is the vacuum, or we get it wet so it's harder to get in your pores. So all of the sand is like mud.
So it's not going to be flying around. That's smart. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, the water's over there.
Yeah.
And the sand is, you know, they're.
I'm going to use the vacuum hose. And okay. then spray
that could
all the
be helpful
sand.
Because we do. I know we don't want any sand there, but we also do have a big sandcastle contest.
I was going to say they wet the sand down for sandcastles. It sounds like you're solving two good problems there, right?
Because Pam was going to judge the sandcastle contest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a whole Instagram just devoted to the sandcastles that I photograph. I mean, I don't know how to make them. I think that's why I love them so much. I don't know how they pull this wizardry off.
Yeah.
I mean, sand, it's just this loose – it's sand.
That's when I pick it up, it's going everywhere.
Yes.
I'll just admit that.
Thank you.
It's blowing
away.
And
even when I – look, even when I wet it, it just kind of – you know.
It's sticking to me.
These guys – it's a dragon.
Yeah.
It's a guitar. It's Mount Rushmore. What is going on?
Yeah. Not only that, there's a moat around it half the time.
Yeah.
So this is my concern. Can we institute some rules about the scariness of some of these sandcastles?
Oh.
A lot of them have like a crocodile's mouth coming out of a moat.
Right.
No, that's illegal.
Please.
As far as this is concerned.
We want it to be able to be fun, and we don't want people to necessarily be going to the bathroom on themselves.
So you want SFSs? You want scare-free sandcastles?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, then put SFS on the flyer.
Okay.
Only SFS judging contest.
There are a lot of acronyms on the flyer already.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, there's a symbol. I know there's an emoji for it of a sand demon with the red circle and cross. Like, it's a scary sandcastle, but it's like, no, none of that. You can put that on the flyer, too.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got
that. The flyer's just getting very big.
I'm worried. Oh, and with that emoji, that's been appropriated by some, like, racist groups
They're appropriating. Look, it was bad enough taking, what was it, Lil Pepe?
Pepe.
Thing. They're grabbing everything now.
All our best funny symbols are somehow getting turned into something.
Chester Cheetah. Is anti-Semitic now.
To be fair to them, I think the idea of a sand demon, we were maybe begging for it.
And with of all the way, I'm surprised they got to that one when they did.
Yeah, because Chester Cheetah, they went to that first, and I go, that's kind of a stretch.
Immediately thought that was a stretch. It's like, wait, what? But they're like, no, he's orange, like Trump is. It was all this dumb.
Yeah.
It all goes back to this Trump. It's terrible. But anyway,
can we hear some more Janelle from Kevin to carry us through this?
Yeah, just a quick little drop song.
Can you just give me life, please?
That's how you make me feel.
That was you just thought for a really long time.
It took so long to come up with the same line. You went to the concert.
And
you
were thinking about it. You were thinking so hard.
Oh my God, Chef Kevin's a poser.
I'm not good at remembering like the words.
Okay, so just give me the rhythm.
Boom, doom, 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 ch, boom, 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 ch, boom, 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 ch, boom, 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 ch, boom, ch, boom, boom.
And this is safe because I can't tell them if that's right or wrong.
No, I can't either.
Let the vagina have a monologue, and everyone went crazy.
Wow.
Whoa.
Ensler drop. Oh. At all my favorite concerts.
Yeah.
If you don't lay some Ensler on me in the middle of
that's what you're always
show.
Doing at the club is you wait for the Ensler drop, man. Come on. When's
the
it
music
coming?
Goes out.
I'm in there kickbacking. When I hear the Ensler drop, I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
But this my jam.
This is my, yeah. Get me, and I put, I get, I sit.
The floor parts.
Yeah.
And you sit on a stool. That's when the Ensler drop happens, man. So hang on. So what is you're saying the flyer's getting busy. What is the name of this event? Is that at least centered on the flyer, or is there so many symbols? Like
The name is on a separate flyer at this point because we just had so much.
right. I believe it was, I said before, the summer break.
Right.
Beach blast off. Beach
summer
party
break, Hollywood
blanket
handbook,
blast.
Beach blast off. Beach party blanket blast.
Okay.
Two. And...
So
that's
on a flyer.
That's on a flyer by itself,
we did
but
one
there's
in November,
no information.
Nothing more.
Do you at least hang these flyers close to one another?
That has been an issue, just a spacing issue. Mm. With, I guess it's they got to be on telephone poles.
Yeah, duh.
So when we'll hang one, and then we'll just hope that you're walking in the same direction
and you
that
go
we
around
went.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is about two blocks later. You take a left, and then you're gonna go up a pretty big hill. And then there's going to be the actual information for the event.
And you have to get them high enough, like the like Japan's favorite picture, that nobody will take them down. So you have to throw the paper into the air and shoot it with a staple gun, freaking Annie Oakley.
I'm just worried that if you're hanging these next to each other on a circular telephone pole, I think a lot of people that – no, not even dizzy. Just think a lot of people that come to this year's party – are going to be people that were being chased by like a comical policeman.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's
like
going to be
Benny Hill
most of yeah, and that's going to be a lot of your attendees.
Maybe we cater
that
to them
me.
By having it be like kind of a rotoscope image so you can't
that's
see.
That's not bad, yeah.
So as you're running around, you just see one complete image.
Oh.
That's smart.
Pink is the color of your baby. Pink is the something of your.
And the snap is for?
Silence. Maybe. Oh. Okay.
Oh.
That's I think you're supposed to yell vagina in that part, too.
And it seems like, you're leading right up to it. Right. You got me to the edge.
Pink is the color of your vagina. Maybe. It felt...
Okay.
They didn't like when I said it.
Okay, maybe that's why everyone else was silent. You might have jumped the gun a little bit.
Were you? It sounds like you're trying to make the eventual drop happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little...
Common mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't force get to decide it. That. That has to come from the stage.
Well, I had a lot going on. I brought six volleyballs. I'm trying to get these drops down.
How'd you carry them in?
Well, that's a good question.
I put them in my shirt.
Oh, so like you're pregnant.
Mm.
Wow.
And sick.
Yeah. The sexto mom.
Sam, how long is it in the show?
Yeah, what time?
About 45 minutes.
Is there a song that we play, Sam, sometimes when we ask and we want the guest to like the funny song?
Yeah, come on, please. I always forget about that.
Electric.
No.
Electric Queen.
Because Pat.
Started at the beginning.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
Thank you. Okay. Now say how
now
long.
Now say how long.
What?
So it's been 45
minutes.
It sounds
like the way the guy sent. Who sings that song, Ebony Eyes?
Your eyes got me dreaming.
I think that's the Sugar Smacks Bear.
But
it sounds like
Sugar
and Ebony Eyes is something that happens
when you get salmonella.
When you eat Sugar Smacks.
You got those ebony eyes, the doctor. You got those ebony eyes, yeah.
So I guess we're doing the beach blast. We've got the wet sand. Mm-hmm. We've got the mini volleyball. Mm-hmm. We're doing the tournament. Patton's going to announce that. We've got the sandcastle contest.
I'll judge
But the main event, I guess, is going to be that we do have to write some really funny beach stand-up.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I know we've talked about sand crabs.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about some of the tides coming in.
We've said
and
the
out,
word
right?
sand crabs. We didn't really talk about them.
Yeah. But are you kidding me with these things?
Yeah.
That's
what
kind of
is
all
going
you
on?
Need to do.
Well, yeah. And again, am I going crazy?
Yeah. Anything more would be gilding the lily.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think you're egging the pudding at that point. That's there.
Yes.
That is asked and answered right there.
Yes.
But yeah, you're thinking about other stuff on the beach.
Yeah. What else is going on there?
I mean, you know, think of all the stuff. There's so much material. There's planes flying by, trailing those advertisements.
Yeah.
You could have so much fun with those.
So much.
Yeah. You've got weird weird seaweed washing up. That where is this coming from? What is going on?
Yeah.
The weird seaweed stuff.
That's right.
You've got little kids running into the water for the first time, falling down, parents running after them,
sucked out.
All that. I mean, that I don't know how funny that is, but you do have.
It's just the way you handle it.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Yeah. Anything
and
can
for
be
adults,
funny.
Adults, like, you know what?
Anything can be funny.
What I prefer to get sucked out by.
Oh, yeah. If for the grown-ups. I was thinking of a joke that I could
they
do
know.
Where, like, if the tide's coming in and it's about to ruin the sandcastle, and I go, don't worry, guys. I heard this tide's controlled by the moon, and I give him a nice pressed ham.
What do you press it up against if there's nothing to...
I have a car door with the window rolled up that's been detached. And I keep that in the sand. Because that also works for this other joke that I used to tell.
Okay.
Sorry,
do you want me to ask you to tell it?
Yeah.
Kind of.
What's the joke?
Hinting at it.
These three guys are. There's nothing distinctive about any one of them. Mm-hmm. They don't. There's not. None of them fit any particular group.
Right.
But these three guys are going on a long hike through the desert, and they each get to bring one item. So first guy got a donut. I say, hey, why you got this donut? And he goes, well, walking through the desert, when I get hungry, I'm going to want something to eat. So when I'm hungry, I'll eat it. The next guy, he's got a bottle of water. And they go, hey, why'd you bring that bottle of water? And he goes, well, I'm walking through the desert. You know, at some point, I'm going to get thirsty, so I'll drink it. The third guy's carrying a car door. They go, hey, why you got this car door? He goes, well, I'm walking through the desert. It's going to be pretty hot. At some point, I think I want to roll down the window.
Wow. And so it helps to have the actual car door so you can be like, I guess, and that man was me?
Or do you want to see them? Do you roll down the window after you say the punchline or as you're saying it, or what do you do? What's been the best effect?
My experience so far has been a lot of people start to drift off around the middle of the joke. I'll hit them with some pressed ham.
I don't know. What do you mean when you hit him with pressed ham? You throw
him
on.
Oh, now you're asking for it.
Uh-oh.
What is going on? I'm very confused.
Oh, yeah.
Bad you don't have the car door in here.
I just go ahead, drop the pants and underpants, and go ahead and press it up against the window there.
Okay. Wow.
Heard these tides are controlled by the moon. Let's find out. Hey, I think the water's moving back away. A lot of gravity. So I hit him with the pressed ham.
Which is... Is that weird for you as, like, a moon truther? Sean believes that there is no moon.
Well, what would it be doing?
Right.
Honestly, answer me, because no one's been able to answer. Okay, let's say there is a moon. What's it even doing?
It's orbiting the...
He goes to bed early.
Oh. So you haven't seen...
If it's out there, I haven't seen it. I've, of course, seen photos, but you know what else I've seen photos of?
The moon landing?
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't going to say that.
Detroit.
I'm trying to think of something that's really fake.
Photos of Detroit.
I've seen photos of Detroit, yeah. I've seen the poster for that movie.
Right. Uh-huh. And you're like, what?
Well,
it's a movie. They made it up, right? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, yes, because so much of the movies is the moon. And
what?
Well, think about it.
I am.
All right.
With you.
I'm just going to name two movies.
Okay.
Paul 13.
Yeah.
Donnie Darko.
Right? And?
Okay. Is that real?
Well, Apollo 13 was based on a thing that happened. You know that they were going to the moon. Well, oh, shoot, they didn't get there.
Mm-hmm.
No spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah, Chef Kevin rarely gets to enforce the no spoilers rule on this show.
It just... you don't – you haven't seen the moon, so you don't think it exists.
Well, I haven't seen it, and let's say it exists. What's it even doing?
What's its job?
I'm sorry. Get a job.
It's like Kim Kardashian.
Can we at least –
do we even know why she's famous?
Can you at least
have – speaking of press ham.
The
right? I mean, how's she even famous?
You know, this is – I'm at the end of three cul-de-sacs at once. I didn't know that was possible.
At this point, we're famous for being famous. I mean, is that what we're doing? There's no precedent for this.
It's another Jordan Peterson situation.
No, it's true.
It's all new.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way for you to extend the beach bash so that it goes into the nighttime so that he could at least see the moon?
That's kind of a lot of what this is about.
Oh, is it?
Yes. You're
trying to get it to...
Keeping him excited and awake.
Right. I'll have shown him the moon already, huh? No, I'll have given him a nice long look at the moon, and that is real.
What do you... do you close your act with that, or is that in the middle or the beginning? Because how do you...
I do it three or four times.
Oh, three or four
times. Because it starts... The first time, it's shock, big laugh.
Right.
The second time, I'm now sort of establishing a pattern. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of tension built up of, like, when will he do it again? Is he doing it again? Will there be sort of a twist on it? And I'll sort of walk you right to the edge of a setup that would naturally result in a pressed ham. But then I won't give it to you quite yet. And it allows me to extend the act and sort of build that
oh my God,
anticipation.
You're doing a club bass drop version of the joke. They're waiting. Oh my God, here we go. Nope. Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll press it up in a way and move the car door around so that the ham is doing the joke. That has proven to be difficult to create that illusion.
That's not perfect yet. But my big closer now, and we'll do the beach bash before this airs. So is that as I'm talking and doing the act, the car door is sort of blocking the lower half of my body, so I'm able to kind of draw a face back there, and I'll stick a hot dog in to be the nose, and I'll draw these two big eyes. And then I'll turn around and give you the press. Ham look like a guy, kind of a funny guy.
Looks like Kilroy.
But
do you like hang him over the edge of the window like Kilroy was here?
Yes,
Kilroy,
I do. Well,
Kilroy is here.
He's here right now.
I do, and I try to get get him to talk a little bit, which, as Hayes pointed out, has not been working. And
if I just
miss, well, or the nose goes all the way in. Has been an issue. I was using a frozen hot dog that was very hard. And at one point, I just misjudged the height a little bit, and I did get the nose all the way up there. And it was exciting, but also not what I wanted.
Should we talk about AP Bio?
Yes.
Which it's the adult Pinocchio's biography.
That's my understanding. That's my understanding is that apparently this guy is a liar.
But they don't. From what I've seen on the show, they rarely mention that he was Pinocchio as a child.
I'm sorry. You have seen the show?
Oh, yeah. I've seen every episode. Yeah.
And so what were the moments that made you go, oh, this is grown-up Pinocchio?
Well, the guy's lying.
He lies a lot.
He's significantly older than Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
He's eating the apple in the poster in a way that makes it look like he's not really used to eating food, which seems like a Pinocchio thing. Pinocchio never had to eat food. He was not real.
But. You know what? I got to say, we shot 13 episodes. I personally didn't see any of this. I could talk to Mike O'Brien.
Friend of the
creator,
show.
Well, creator. So, show. Yeah.
You were there the when he friend did
of
our show.
Friend of our show.
Oh, I was there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was on
That's
our
how
show.
You guys met. That's how you're doing
Jeez.
Adult Pinocchio
these,
show.
These shows, they really blend in, though. They blur.
He was on our show 2 years ago, and then I think a year ago I met with him, job interview for AP Bio, and he did not remember having done the podcast. Do you think that you will remember doing this show, Pat?
That will be – you know what? If you guys guest star, I'll see if I do. But can I ask you a question? When you were auditioning, were you pushing this Pinocchio theory of yours?
Oh, yes. When I went in to read for it, I sort of decided to make some of the subtext spoken out loud.
Okay.
So I was bringing up Geppetto a lot.
Yeah, see, that explains a lot.
I hadn't seen Pinocchio in a while, but I was remembering there was a whale.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going, what exactly was the deal with that whale? So that was the bulk of my audition.
You know, that is something that I will definitely bring up. I'm going to meet with the writers in a couple of weeks, and I never thought of, maybe that's hidden in there, or maybe that's something that will develop over the seasons.
Yeah.
I never thought of that angle.
And if we just want to get into some more detail, is it like a cool show?
Yes, it's a cool show.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.